Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of a laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon. And I really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
Vanity Fair is reporting that American government officials were told not to explore the Wuhan Institute of Virology's weaponizing of the virus because it would bring unwelcome attention of U.S. tax dollars funding the Chinese research. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One of America's most famous basketball coaches is sounding the final buzzer. Dan Naraki reports.
Duke's men's basketball head coach Mike Krzyzewski made it official Thursday, announcing that he'll retire at the end of the upcoming season. Coach K guided Duke to 12 Final Fours and 5 national championships in his 41 years with the Blue Devils and won 3 Olympic gold medals as the coach of Team USA. He said that he wasn't retiring for health reasons or because of changes in the college game, but that it was time to spend more time with his family.
It's certainly not about what's going on with college basketball, where, boy, the game's changing. All right, I've been in it for 46 years. You mean the game's never changed? You know, in the progression of the game, we have always had to adapt to the changes in culture, the changes in rules, the changes in the world we're going through one right now. That's not the reason. Those aren't the reasons. Those would be bad reasons, especially the health one.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden and the First Lady will make a European tour next week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. Biden will travel to Britain, Belgium, and Switzerland next week, primarily for the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall. He will be meeting with Johnson at the summit on June 10th and then the Queen at Windsor Castle on June 13th. Later, he'll move to Belgium and Switzerland. First Lady Jill Biden will accompany him on the trip. In Brussels, Biden will participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. This week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the alliance to engage in more effective pooling of resources. Biden will meet with Erdogan at the NATO summit. The president's move to break with tradition earlier this year to officially recognize the Armenian genocide more than 100 years ago by the Ottoman Empire is expected to come up in the talks. While he's in Brussels, the White House said he'll also meet King Philip of Belgium and Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. On June 16th, in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard and because we're Americans, all right? So, I understand. Sometimes it can wear you out and you get to the point that, you know, what does it matter anyway? Well, it does matter. It matters, if not for you so much, it's our kids and our grandkids coming up next, this next generation, that we owe a debt to. We owe them a fair chance to win like our parents gave us when it was our turn to take over the helm of America. So look, at the onus is on us, and if it matters and it counts for any one of us, we need to be all in. After all, this is a country of, for, by, and we the people. Seth Barron is with us, a New York City-based writer and editor who's written extensively about local politics and culture for many years, local politics in New York, I might say. His work has been published in the City Journal, New York Post, New York Daily News, the Wall Street Journal, has been circulated widely. He appears on both national and local media frequently, serves as the managing editor of The American Mind, a publication of the Claremont Institute. And we're going to be talking about his new book, The Last Days of New York, A Reporter's True Tale. Seth, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Seth, you know, in reading your book and seeing what's happened to New York, it is, in a way, a microcosm and an example of what progressives want the whole country to turn to. I mean, you can say this has been a grand experiment, but what is our takeaway after all that New York has experienced?
Well, Bill, you hit it right on the head there. This is a warning tale of what other municipalities and states will face if they let the progressives take over. You know, what we've seen in New York over the last 8 years since the ascension of Bill de Blasio and the other progressives into leadership has been the steady dismantling of the supports that gave New York prosperity and public safety and an improved quality of life for all its residents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they set the stage for the city's rapid decline, which happened very quickly once COVID hit and it unveiled a lot of the essential problems.
Right.
So this has been a long time coming. It's really rooted in the failed progressive policies and the terrible execution that follows along.
Well, I got to tell you, Seth, I was born in the West Coast, born and raised in California, and New York has always been just a, you know, part of my heartbeat, you know, for somebody who has never lived in New York, almost went to work for WABC. But that's a long story. But I was so looking forward to working in New York. There's just something about the energy, the culture that I just embraced and really rhymed with my reason. And to see what has happened to the city, and as you said, Bill de Blasio was the start of it. And to think that he got elected, what, with 25, 26% of the vote or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think 17% in the
Was it
primary.
That low?
No, Oh, it's terrible. Well, here's the thing. I mean, people don't pay that much attention to politics in New York because the city was doing well, business was good, tourism was up, public safety was good. So, you know, people kind of figured it was on autopilot. And they let this guy sneak in with his, you know, left-wing ideology, which they put into place. I mean, even from the very beginning of his mayoralty, like, for instance, after Eric Garner died, he set about just sowing division. Like, he stood up and said that his own son, who's black, half-black, he worried that his son would face the same fate as Eric Garner, being murdered by the police who were sworn to protect him. Now, this was just so grotesque. Eric Garner was a middle-aged career criminal, and de Blasio's son is an honors student who obviously knows not to resist arrest or sell loose cigarettes. But this is the type of thing he did. He sowed division. He told the cops that he wasn't backing them. And so they backed off, and crime has essentially spiraled. Now, you know, we've seen the biggest year-over-year increase in crime for 2 years in a row now. Shootings are way up. It's a bad scene.
How's Broadway going to come back, Seth? I mean, when you've got such lawlessness happening in New York, like you say, the crime rate is exponential. You know, before, you know, people thronged to New York. And then we saw this happening. I mean, for me, I was very disappointed because I love the theater. I mean, I'd visit New York, and in 7 days, I'd see 10 plays. And it started to get very political. And it just lost its charm for me, and it made me sad. And then to see the degradation go further, the lawlessness, you get 600 plainclothes officers. De Blasio decides we're going to take them off the streets. And immediately, almost immediately, I mean, you'd have to be a total idiot to think that your decision wasn't causal because you saw the immediate reaction of guns on the street as soon as he took the 600, you know, plainclothes officers off the street.
Right. You're talking about the anti-crime unit, also known as the anti-gang unit. They're essentially tasked with fighting, like getting illegal guns off the street. That's exactly right. Here's the thing. I mean, people are not going to want to come back to see Broadway shows if they worry that someone's going to pull out a gun in the middle of Times Square, as they did a few weeks ago, and just start banging away at someone who, you know, stepped on their sneaker or whatever.
Right.
That's really key to everything. Public safety. Getting the streets cleaned up, not having, you know, lunatics wandering around the subway. You know, but this is going to take a lot of will.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure the will is there.
Well, and it amazes me because it may not be with the leadership, but there's a special heart and soul still about New Yorkers. And basically, it's begging New Yorkers to get involved and to make up the difference where their leadership is falling short. I mean, you're having, you know, people on the streets just going about their business, getting cold cocked, getting their lights knocked out, you know, by somebody who has been, I guess he's been arrested at least 40 times. And, you know, and they want to chalk it up to some mental derangement. Well, it may be so, but still, you can't allow this person to be walking the street and endangering people and compromising the safety of its citizens or visitors. Because after all, this is if New York is going to reopen and stop the exodus, because that's the other thing that's happening. I mean, you've got so many empty. I've never seen anything like this. How much real estate that you have available in Manhattan? This is unheard of.
Well, here's the thing, Bill. It's that even if we got a mayor in who was dedicated to public safety, look, the advocates of chaos and despair are very smart, and they've been working very assiduously to make their changes permanent. There have been laws passed that hamper what the police can do, and they've even gone ahead and closed, or they have plans to close Rikers Island, the city's jail.
Yes, right.
So, but after that happens, they're going to build new jails that are much smaller, that will have a very limited capacity. So they've ingeniously figured out a way to cap the number of people who can even be arrested because there won't be anywhere to put them. You know, so there's a lot of work to be done to unwind all of these changes that have been put into the law books. you know, so it's going to take more than just, you know, electing a mayor who says the right kind of things about public safety.
Right. Exactly. Well, we got to go to break. We've got more from Seth Baron in his new book, The Last Days of New York. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent we are, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. All the archives of these great interviews, like this one we're doing right now with Seth Baron, right there. We're givers, so absolutely free. Download it, share it with your friends and neighbors, and enjoy it at your own convenience. Seth writes in his book, "In the future, when people ask how New York City fell to pieces, they can be told, in the words of Hemingway, gradually, then suddenly." And, you know, that statement can be said of so many Democratic controlled states and cities. The evidence is empirical and undeniable. I mean, it's almost you have to suspend reality and just take all critical thinking out of consideration to think that there's some meaningful purpose out of all this. Because where this is all headed and where it's been heading, driven by progressives, and it's been one inch, one micro inch at a time, but they've been progressing for decades. And here it is, major cities, whether you're talking Los Angeles, New York, just go right on down the list in Detroit. All these blue states and blue cities, the one thing that is consistent is the city's degradation, the darkness, the profitability. It's all gone down the tank. And meanwhile, its citizens, I don't know what they're waiting for, Seth. You know, what more of alarm do you need to hear? I mean, you hit the iceberg, the boat is sinking. You know, to sit around and listen to the music, that's not the solution.
No, it's not. And a lot of people are choosing to vote with their feet and take off.
Exactly.
We're seeing a big exodus from blue states, places like California, New York, into Texas, Florida, North Carolina, you know, any place but here, basically.
Right.
I think this is a national phenomenon, and it's, you know, called like the Great Resort or something. I mean, people have different names for it. But, you know, there is a way in which these blue states politicians like de Blasio and Cuomo or Gavin Newsom, they've gone ahead and elected a new people because they weren't happy with the ones they had. So they've encouraged illegal immigrants to come here, and they've encouraged people who just want, like, normal middle class, you know, prosperity and, you know, the chance for their kids to have safe streets and so forth. They've encouraged those people to leave.
Amazing.
So what we're left with is people who can tolerate disorder and dysfunction, which makes it harder for it ever to turn around because they've pushed the electorate so far to the left.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see this in primary elections. I mean, okay, for the mayor right now, there is some reason and sense being talked about. Well, I guess we don't want to abolish the police entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But at the level of the city council, the harder left you go, you know, there's no reason to stop.
Yes.
So you see politicians just leapfrogging each other with more and more radical proposals, and there's no general election of any consequence to force them to moderate themselves.
Yeah. Well, what's the remedy here, Seth? I mean, you know, as you said, the infrastructure that they have set up, the progressives have set up, with the end goal. I mean, are you seeing this as, you know, Marxism on the run here in all these blue states? Because we hear that quite often, but I'm curious to get your perspective on this to see if you're in agreement with this, because it just appears to me that everything that they promote policy-wise is antithetical to our Constitution.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you'd call it Marxism or what, but, I mean, just the way in which the public sector unions have taken over control of the city. I mean, even FDR, who was pretty far left, opposed the idea of government workers forming unions because it's just an absolute contradiction in terms. Who is the boss? Who's extracting profit from your labor if you work for the city? The taxpayer, but there's no profit. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we have these, like the teachers union. I mean, they essentially control a lot of what goes on in the city, and their pensions are sacrosanct. They can't be touched, and they're very powerful. They can pour tons of money into elections.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really is like a kind of downward spiral. And as far as de Blasio, people like that, they think their constituency is the public sector workers, like the government workers. That's really all he cares about.
Right. So the everyday citizen is left out in the weeds. They are the new forgotten men and women, and that's quite obvious. And as you say, it's a fixed system. It's systemic, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, if you want to talk about We hear that phrase, that word a lot these days, systemic this, systemic that. But this is real. This is really the system.
Right.
The system is the people exist to feed the coffers of the city so the public sector unions can get more raises, nonprofit organizations can get their money and organize constant protests in the streets. You know, this type of thing.
Yeah, so, you maintain the same leadership. So de Blasio's job is secured. Gavin Newsom's job is secured, although he's in the middle of a recall right now. And we'll see how that plays out. California's, you know, affected. You know, they've been this they've been down this road of recalls before. But this is, you know, an incredible experience. The madness, I guess, if it finally gets bad enough, then the people will revolt. And that's what's happening in California because, you know, there's not many people left. I don't know who's got the final duty to turn the lights off in California anymore because that, you know, that responsibility has been handed off many times as people continue to pack their U-Haul trucks and move east away from California.
Problem, and I don't know what the answer is. I mean, if you ask de Blasio about crime or, you know, the other progressives, all they'll talk about is the need for federal gun legislation, because the real problem is the guns that are bought in, you know, North Carolina, which somehow have learned not to go off until they reach the streets of Manhattan.
Right.
You know, as though that's really the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill, it's a major issue. I really tried to get into this in my book with some pretty good illustrative stories and analysis, you know. But,
we touched on some, and we've got a couple minutes here, Seth. What's the most glaring for you in your research that came out? You just said, boy, if there's any one thing that New Yorkers and the rest of America needs to understand what's going on, this is it. What is it?
Well, I mean, just the extent to which politicians and everyone is willing to lie. I mean, I don't know. There was a case of this guy, Khalif Browder. It made huge news. Jay-Z made a documentary about it. It was in The New Yorker. He was this young guy who got arrested, and he was put in solitary confinement on Rikers Island, and he wound up killing himself when he got out. And they said, this is terrible. He didn't do anything. All he did was steal a backpack. But if you look at the story, yes, he did steal a backpack, but it was a backpack belonging to someone whom he beat up. He had an opportunity to get bail initially, and his parents came up with the money, but it turned out he was on parole for stealing a bread truck and crashing it.
Right.
So we get these cases, and then this case, I mean, Obama talked about it. This case drove the national conversation about decarceration and bail and solitary confinement. And it was just really, if you looked at the story and just read about it, it was clear that it wasn't anything like what they were talking about. And we see this again and again. They bring up these stories of people and hold them out as saints and martyrs. And it may be an unfortunate tale, but it's nothing to base public policy on.
And again, we're reminded, I mean, what this kind of leans into is the issue of mental stability. I mean, for somebody to continue to do these kind of acts that are just, they're extraordinary. I mean, they're way outside the norm. This isn't just some kind of minor accident. This is a total abhorrence to law and order and recklessness of, and sad that his life had to end by suicide. But it really leads you to believe that there were other issues beyond being, you know, held in incarceration.
Certainly. And we see this a lot. We've seen a number of cases of people who should be in the system.
Exactly. Well, Seth, we got to leave it there. Your book's linked on our website.
Seth Barron. And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drugs. drug coverage with zero copays, and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon, and I really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
Vanity Fair is reporting that American government officials were told not to explore the Wuhan Institute of Virology's weaponizing of the virus because it would bring unwelcome attention of U.S. tax dollars funding the Chinese research. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Craig Huey is with us, the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, The Huey Report. Mr. Craig, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Glad to have you on the show here to talk about, the obvious refrain, the politicians just keep lying to us. I mean, these states and bureaucrats getting billions of dollars, you write about, that they don't need. I mean, it's amazing how they've benefited under COVID. And while the Treasury is open, Nancy Pelosi has the doors open and everything. It's like, hey, bring your carpet bags, come on in and fleece the American people. Why not?
Bill, you know, your listeners are going to be shocked and disturbed by this, but they're not going to be overly surprised. It's outrageous. It's a big lie. It's politicians and bureaucrats creating a false narrative at everybody's expense, except the politician, except the agenda to grow the power size of government, to make the government more coercive, powerful, and basically promote a socialist agenda.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because, and I wanted to ask this of Liz Peek earlier, who was a former Wall Street analyst. I mean, she's brilliant and one of the top Wall Street analysts in her time. And that is, with all this spending that you're talking about, you know, we've got another $6 trillion that Joe Biden is presenting and what we've already spent and the deficits and everything. I mean, an infrastructure is being put in place that's compromising our very own security and, you know, the economics of this country, is it not?
It is. We are nearing an economic crisis. Every listener knows when they go to the store, prices are rising. Mm-hmm. What's happening is in this massive deficit spending, historic. Never before in the history of the world has such amount of money into the money supply been poured into, which will cause the dollar to go down in value and prices to rise, affecting everybody. But that's not even the worst of it, Bill. You know, one of the things that passed, for example, it was something, and your listeners probably remember the American Rescue Plan. You know, they use that beautiful term, a great narrative, American Rescue Plan. And what were they rescuing? They were rescuing people who lived in states that every state was supposedly in massive deficit, and the governments couldn't pay their bills, and there would be this crisis that would sweep America. So they passed $350 billion in state aid to bail out the state. The bill.
Yes.
The states never needed to be bailed out. Only in April of 2020, May of 2020, and June of 2020 did they have a deficit. But because of these government policies of the lockdown, small businesses, entrepreneurs, ordinary workers were crushed. But the big businesses, they prospered. The markets, the Big Lots, the Amazon, and that brought in state revenue at a historic level. And so they were saying these states were going to be bankrupt. You had to spend this incredible $350 billion for state bailout. And just look at these, just a few statistics. California has a $72 billion surplus.
Exactly.
Not deficit. But they got $27 billion of everybody's money to bail them out.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey has a $6.8 billion surplus, but they got $6 billion additional dollars for the bailout. Arizona, $1.6 billion, $4 billion for the bailout. In Texas, they have $725 million surplus. They get $15 billion. It's not fair. It's not right. And it has devastating consequences down the road. Bill, if these governments are going to spend that money, now what they're going to do is
how much of that money, Craig, is going to pay off some political debts here? I mean, whether it was Obama, Biden is following the same formula. I mean, he's taking care of all the cronies that got him elected, and got him into office. This is all payback stuff. It's kind of like what Peter Schweitzer reported on with Obama, that, about 85% of the bundlers, these are the guys that put together the money to get him elected, and they would get up to about, they'd raise about up to $250 million or something. And I could be off by a zero, so forgive me. But anyway, they raised a lot of money, all these bundlers. And a good percentage of them, I mean, the majority of them, for every dollar they raised, Craig, at the people's expense, they got something like 25,000 ROI.
Exactly. And you're going to see that happening. And the politicians, and they're doing all their pet projects that are going to destroy private capital, put it in the hands of the government. It's going to enlarge the power of government over the lives of the people. You're going to have new bureaucracies created with unaccountable bureaucrats who will never go away. When you expand government, it's almost impossible to have it go away. And then when the money runs out from this massive, unfair infusion of cash from the federal government, then the states are going to have to raise taxes.
Of course.
And
well, a lot of that stuff, Craig, we're seeing it now. It's going to vapor with inflation.
Yeah.
I mean, naturally. Nobody's going to do anything. It's just inflation is vaporing cash right now, right before our eyes. I mean, just as you said, the everyday citizen going to the grocery store and going, wait a minute, what's going on with bread here? What's happening? Oh, gas, at every turn, all these commodities. I mean, this is the thing that amazes me, and this is why there's such an outpouring. In fact, yesterday I went down to a dinner with DeRoy Murdoch for Club for Growth. And as I was going down the 95 freeway here in Florida,
on one of the bridges over the freeway, there was probably three dozen people with, you know, with flags and big signs. He, you know, Biden's not my president. And, you know, and that's what's happening. You have this groundswell of people going, hey, I didn't vote for him. Well, you know, supposedly the media wants us to believe 82, 85 million voted for him. And even though they're still counting the votes, trying to figure out exactly what happened, because it doesn't seem to add up. That here it is, you know, not that many months ago, we were energy independent. We were on our road to prosperity, unemployment, the lowest it ever been in all the demographics. It didn't matter the color of your skin. It was equal opportunity. Things were rolling. And all of a sudden, we're going to vote him out and bring in this knucklehead and who's compromising everything from energy independence and has us, you know, having to deal with, you know, the Russians causing all kinds of problem, hacking our industry and stuff like that. I can tell you that would not have that would not have happened under Donald Trump. Plus, on top of that, you know, you've got, you know, Biden with all his entanglement with Hunter Biden. How does he confront China when the people now are starting to realize that, Trump was right again, that the Chinese were reckless in the release of this coronavirus, Craig?
Yeah, everything that you just said is 100% right. And your listeners have a right to be angry, disappointed. I don't want them to be discouraged because, Bill, you're looking back at what should have happened, which is a Congress and a president where this would not happen, but it's happened. And part of that has to do with the fact that people did not vote. People did not try to get others to vote. Part of that has to do with voter fraud, which luckily many states have now initiated new rules and regulations to prevent future voter fraud. More need to do so.
Well, this was voter fraud on such a massive scale, Craig, our Congress, not wanting to address this, that they want to address what happened on January the 6th, and the disenfranchised conservatives and Republicans are saying, hey, what? We don't even know what happened back in November. Why don't you put some money and some energy into figuring out what happened there? And we're looking at a midterm election and another election coming up in 2024, and we don't think you've solved the problem, much less solved the problem with the coronavirus.
Yes. You know, it's a failure of leadership. But that's why your listener.
Hey, Craig, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Craig Huey after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You know, I say it's one thing to look for it, but another thing is to take the responsibility to be the revival. Go be the revival of one. It's what your family needs. I mean, the country's one thing, but you know, we've got to start with the most important, you know, basic building block of our country, and that is the family. And this lawlessness and chaos that's been running amok in our country, you know, people walking down the street, just going about their business, getting their heads knocked off, and, you know, the kind of lawlessness that's happening. This is all, you know, Craig Huey, this is all the result of people turning their back on God. I'm totally convinced of that. You can't tell me any different. And, at times we've had revivals, as Charles Finney says, when we need it. And boy, I'll tell you, if we ever needed one, it is now. And before we can get to revival, we need that heart softening of repentance that says, God, we've messed up. And we can't do this. We can't do this without you.
We do. And, you know, you have an army of people listening. If they would take time to pray for that revival, if they would take time to pray for people's hearts to change in their family and their neighborhood, they would take time to be able to go before the Lord Almighty and cry out to God that people would repent from their sins and accept Jesus as their personal Savior, that these people would understand that they can have new life by receiving forgiveness. You're going to see an incredible change in how people not only interact and behave, you're going to see in how they vote, and they vote their exactly. values, and they're consistent in wanting to do things like protect life, protect the persecuted church, protect Israel. And so the foundation of that change is prayer. And some yes. of your listeners, they're prayer warriors. Others don't really know much how to pray. This is the time to go before a God that hears, loves, and knows.
Exactly.
And again,
in how to pray, I want people to really understand this. Praying isn't just merely talking. Tell God. I mean, I don't care. You know, I mean, I say I don't care. And it doesn't matter. You know, you think you got to be some sort of eloquent prayer warrior. You know, God just wants to hear your heart. He knows anyway. So just lay it out. And, you know, some of my most fervent prayers have been at times when it was most painful, and I just had to tell God, hey, this doesn't feel good. I mean, this really is, you know, in my own vernacular, I would say this sucks. I know some people don't like that word, but it just, you know, and I apologize up front. Yeah. But you know what? God understands that and understands that, you know, my emotions and that, and it's amazing when you can dump your bucket before God Almighty, the one who can really, really make a change. Because the fact of the matter is right now in our culture, Craig, it's a binary choice. But the beautiful thing about this, to your point exactly, is that we don't have to wait for an election. We can do it right now. We can do it right now. And this is, and God's just waiting, okay? He's just waiting for us to make the first move. And he says, look, if you come to me, you come toward me, I'm going to come toward you. And, you know, like that story of the prodigal, you know, God's just waiting. He's looking over the horizon for, you know, his creation to come back to him. And you watch how quick God, you know, ties up his robe to come running to us to be that answer that we're crying out for.
So you said so beautifully, because God is a God who heals.
Yes.
People listening, they have brokenness, they have fears, they have pain, they have disappointments, they've been treated unfairly, they've been, you know, they're in chains to things of the past, and God can free them of that. Mm-hmm. And God can free America of the chains right now of those who want to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, destroy the liberties that we have, destroy the economic engine that has lifted people out of poverty in a way that no one could ever have dreamed in the past. And prayer is the foundation of seeing this change. So whether they never prayed or whether they're prayer warriors, now is the time to be able to do that and pray that there would be a revival, because the revivals, revivals have sparked the great social changes in America. It was revival with the first great awakening that changed America by people across America crying out to God for help and laid the foundation for the Declaration of Independence and for the Constitution. And then, you know, as America fell away, much like it did today, back in the 1820s and 30s, there was revival again, the second great awakening, and people all over the United States. Basically, what happened is they repented. They asked for God's forgiveness. They came to a understanding of the saving nature of Jesus Christ. And you know what happened, Bill? It was the abolition of slavery. It laid the foundation for freeing of the evil of slavery. And I'm a product of a mini revival that took place in the 70s, where there was so much incredible change. And what we need is a massive revival today.
Exactly.
And it starts with prayer. And and that prayer, you know, we talk about how we have to have people out voting, and we have to get people out and change the 2022 election. It starts today with prayer.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And the softening of our hearts, and here we are, you know, just past Pentecost Sunday, the time when the Holy Spirit came and empowered, you know, empowered the church, which Jesus himself had established. I mean, when you consider that, Craig, that the church, you know, is Jesus's legacy. And, you know, there's lots to be critical about. But again, if we're not looking at through the filter of God and his heart, we can grow rather cynical and skeptical, especially at a point when it's really come down to a binary choice. It's like, okay, whose God are you going to serve? There's a small g God that's being offered by this current culture, and they're detracting us and trying to get in the way of the rightful and righteous intention of God Almighty. Are you going to serve the creator of heaven and earth, or are you going to serve this alleged, you know, cultural counterfeit God? Because that's really what this comes down to. Now, they're not so blatant as to say that. We know that many of its leaders are atheists. They don't believe in God Almighty. So, but you need to do a little bit of research and understanding who it is that you're following. because let me give it to you straight. All roads do not lead to heaven. All right. That's a narrative. That is a false narrative that people want to serve up to you. But that is not the truth and nothing but, Jack. You need to know the whole truth. And the whole truth is that there's only one road that leads to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ himself, the one and only. That is something that God set up, and you can honor it by accepting, by faith, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If not, heaven help you.
Bill, you said it beautifully. And the only thing I would add to that is people need to understand that if some people proclaim that they're Christians and they're not. Some people are claiming some of these horrific policies that are going on, like raising the gay flag over the Vatican at the U.S. Embassy.
Mm-hmm.
That these are good things in the name of religion. It's not true. And we gotta be sensitive about that. And we gotta understand that this is really a spiritual warfare that's going on.
It really is. Right.
I mean, we just came off where the government closed down the churches, where people were prevented from praying or worshiping, where people were told, be in fear, stay at home, don't talk to people, hide your face,
yeah.
Don't show them your smile.
See, that's what happens when you surrender your position in God, you become fearful. I mean, you know, the state promoted the very thing, and you know, that was antithetical to the solution. The solution was prayer, was asking God to deliver us from this virus, to give our scientists wisdom to deal with this in such a way. And what we got was, again, to your point, another false narrative.
It was. And so we're coming off a time of fear, a time of isolation. I've been in a state where the church has never closed, and the health of the church is great. I'm about ready to fly back to California, where there's such fear that some kids are like in these bubbles with masks on to keep from one another. I'm going back to a state where the court just gave close to $2 million. To a North Korean refugee who's a pastor of a church, because the court recognized the government should have not closed him down and threatened fines and jail.
Yes.
But it did happen. This happened in America, and it happened where the prayer groups were stopped. Fellowship of being able to be together and worship and studying the Bible stopped. And so it was a massive effort to stop prayer, to stop Christians, to destroy the church. And there are thousands of churches that will never open again.
So the bottom line, Craig, we got 30 seconds left. How did that work for them without God?
It did not work. But it lays the foundation for people to understand the power of Christ, the power of God, and for that revival we've been talking about.
Exactly. And it also opens people's eyes to the power of the government that we have yielded to them, to allow them to do something so abominable and so antithetical to our Constitution and our freedoms. Craig Huey, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Electionforum.org is where you want to go. For more information.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the